Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. Supreme Court is siding with the Trump administration in a case involving access to birth control under the Affordable Care Act. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports that the justices ruled 7-2 that employers can refuse contraception coverage because of religious or moral objections.
The Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare or the ACA, requires most employer health plans to cover contraception without a copay. There are some exceptions, such as for churches and synagogues, and the Supreme Court has taken up related challenges before. The court decided in 2014, for example, that the company Hobby Lobby could opt out of the birth control coverage requirement because of the owner's religious beliefs. The Trump administration expanded those exemptions to allow a broader category of employers to opt out of the ACA requirement because of religious or moral objections. The states of Pennsylvania and New Jersey challenged those rules, but the court's majority sided with the Trump administration, saying the administration has the authority to carve out religious and moral exemptions for employers who object to providing birth control coverage for their employees. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
The Trump campaign says it's prepared to be flexible about the large turnout the Republican president has been hoping to get at the national convention next month, given the currently surging number of new coronavirus cases in Florida. NPR's Don Gagne has more.
The president wants a big in-person event for his RNC acceptance speech. That's what led the GOP to move the convention to Jacksonville from the original location, Charlotte, after North Carolina's governor would not guarantee the use of the city's major sports arena. But then last night, in an interview with Greta Van Susteren on Gray Television, the president, for the first time, softened his position on the topic. Here's his response when she asked about the convention and rising coronavirus numbers in Florida.
It really depends on the timing. Look, we're very flexible. We can do a lot of things, but we're very flexible.
The RNC is scheduled for the final week of August. Don Gagne, NPR News.
Months after facing backlash for being a key witness at President Trump's impeachment inquiry, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman says after 21 years of service, he's retiring from the Army. Today, Vindman's lawyer issued a statement saying his client was subjected to a campaign of bullying and retaliation, forced to choose between pleasing the president or adhering to law. Trump's former National Security Advisor John Bolton says that's a shame.
In my experience with him, I think he merited promotion. His performance was exceptional. So was the performance of his twin brother, Yev, who was in a different capacity at the NSC. It was just as unacceptable for Vindman, I think, to be singled out, for Alex Vindman to be singled out, even worse in a sense for his brother, Yev, whose only sin, as far as I can tell, was that he was his twin.
Bolton speaking to MSNBC. You're listening to NPR News. The Chinese government is firing back at the Trump administration's accusations against the World Health Organization and Beijing. Trump has said the WHO lacked transparency about the true threat posed by the coronavirus. Trump said that China, where the virus was first reported in December, was to blame. But Xi Jinping's government says Trump's covering up for the fact that he failed to take the threat seriously sooner, and that Trump's decision to pull out of the WHO is another example of the U.S., quote, breaking contracts. The African continent has now recorded more than 500,000 COVID-19 cases. NPR's Ada Peralta reports this pandemic is now also deadlier than the outbreak of Ebola in West Africa.
In less than 5 months, COVID-19 has been responsible for almost 12,000 deaths. The outbreak is now deadlier than the West African Ebola outbreak, which killed more than 11,000 between 2014 and 2016. The World Health Organization says that the pandemic is accelerating in Africa, with a third of countries doubling their cases in the past month. But since the beginning, most African countries have successfully flattened their curves. Health authorities, however, warn that governments must continue to be careful, especially as they open up borders and loosen lockdown measures. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
The United States has by far the most coronavirus cases, recording more than 3 million people who have been or currently are infected with coronavirus. The Dow is up 66 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.